Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today we had the All Valley Cup. At the time of this recording, maybe it's still going on in your region. If you're NA West like me, there's still a little bit of time left to play, but I hope you all got a chance to play in the All Valley Cup and earn some free rewards. They're just sprays, but you know, some people, you know, if you're really a big Cobra Kai fan, you might really want these sprays. I hope everybody had a good time playing, and I hope that you all had, a good performance and got some rewards. Other than that, you know, not any other news going on this weekend other than don't forget that bonus XP power leveling weekend is still going on, so make sure you're taking advantage of that. We have all the way until the 10th at 7 a.m., so go all the way through the until then and get as much experience as you can. I already am feeling like I'm catching up quite a bit. I started out, you know, after Christmas, I was still a pretty low level. I'm almost level 70 now. What level am I? I'm level 67, almost level 68. And I was pretty low just a couple of weeks ago. And even just since this power leveling weekend started, I think I've gained, I don't know, at least 5 or 6 levels. You know, you can really take advantage. And if you're somebody who doesn't have work like I do, and you don't have to be at work all day, and you can just play all day, then you're going to be gaining a lot of levels. Take advantage of that. Let's go ahead, take a look at some LTMs that we have in here today. The best of Winterfest. Some Winterfest is over. Let's go ahead and look at what was in here. Zombie Island Ice Age, 700 level death run challenges, 300 levels death run, 999 levels death run, 100 level elf death run, Gingerbread versus Snowmen, Dark City Winter, High School RP Ice Fishing, Blue Pit Free for All, El Cartel Winter Gun Game, Pro XP 10 versus 10, Winter Wonderland Prop Hunt, Coco Run Cafe Tycoon, Winter Town Prop Hunt, and Teddy, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab, so go check those out. Let's talk about some seasonal quests. I got all of this week's season's quests done already. One of the things you need to do is knock down Timber Pines, okay? So Timber Pines, if you don't know, those are the trees that you need to knock down that, the ones that fall over, not the trees that disappear after you break, but the ones that fall over after you break them. And you know what? If you go, south of Log Jam Lumber Yard, you're going to find a lot of these timber trees. You're going to find a lot of them around the lake that is south of the Lumber Jam Logjam Lumberyard location at the Red Bridge. There's a ton of them around that area, you know, and just a ton around, again, on the south side of the lake, you know, all around this area. You're going to find a ton of them, and it'll be easy to get the challenge done really fast if you go to those areas. Yeah, so that's how you're gonna easily get that challenge done. You just have to knock down 5 of them, so it should be able to get it done pretty easily. Let's go ahead now and head on over to the item shop and see what we have in the item shop today. We have Cobra Kai items still here, and then we have the Focus outfit with the Chuck Pack back bling for 1,200. The Vice outfit for 800, the Never Gonna emote for 500, the Smooth Moves emote for 800, Spectral Axe Harvesting Tool for 800, the T-Pose emote for 200. We have the Slurpentine outfit with the Blue Heart backbling for 1,500, the Professor Slurpo outfit with the Slurp Jet backbling for 1,500, the Drip Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. The Dominion outfit with the Flame Sigil Backbling for 1,500. The Burning Beast Glider for 1,500. Burning Blades Harvesting Tool for 800. The Malice outfit with the Malice Wings Backbling for 2,000. Burning Axe Harvesting Tool for 1,200. Burning Glyph Wrap for 500. We have the Ruby outfit with the new style in here. Comes with the Red Alert back bling. This is 1,200. The new style is the Chill Ruby. So this is another winter-themed, winter camo style for Ruby. So there you go. Again, 1,200 for this. We have the Stripe Slicer Harvesting Tool for 500. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, so the Stripe Slicer also has this new style as well. The Sky Stripe Glider is 500. We have the Big Chuggus outfit with the Juggus Backbling for 1,500. The Double Tap Harvesting Tool for 1,200. The Slurp Wrap for 300. The Bush Ranger outfit with the Buzzy Bag Backbling for 1,200. Honey Hitters Harvesting Tool for 800. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, now let's go ahead and get our tip of the day. So I'm going to go into my settings so I can give you this tip of the day. And this is going to help you slide better, because sliding is so important this season now, right? Because it's going to get you places faster. Again, it's something that you can use to duck, to evade shots, potentially. So you want to make sure that this is working well for you. So I'm going to go over to the control settings. And if you go to the input section, you only have to go down a couple of settings to slide hold time. Now the default is 0.150 seconds, okay? But you can put this all the way down to 0.100 seconds, so 0.1 seconds, okay? Flat. That's probably what you want to do. Now you're going to say, you know, 0.15 seconds, that's not a lot of time, but I've already tried this out earlier, and I put my settings to 0.10, and it does make a difference on just having a lot faster effect, like once you press your button. Now for me, I'm on controller, so once I click that button in, or even if you're on keyboard, it's the same deal. Whatever button that you're going to be pressing to start sliding, it does make a big difference on how responsive it seems when you're ready to slide, because there every once in a while it does seem when I had just set on the default settings, I would try to slide and I would end up crouching, and it wouldn't be what I was expecting. But ever since I tried changing the slide hold time down to 0.100, it it always slides when I expect it to slide. I don't have the problem of it not sliding. So that's something, if you are having problems sliding, or every once in a while you're noticing when I try to slide, I crouch instead, look into that setting and see if that helps you out to make sure that you are consistently sliding the way you want to. All right, that is the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.